But did they eat more than mules? How come mules are better than horses?
Well, a horse, naturally, he always have eat more than a mule.
That's right.
A mule, he never was a big eater. Mm-hmm. But a horse is a big eater.
Mules are pretty stubborn animals, though, aren't they?
Well, it depends on how they're trained.
Yeah.
You can train him right, and he's not stubborn. But anything, a mule or horse, boom. If you're brutish to them,
yeah,
you cannot do as well.
Then they're not going to do right either.
No.
Well, that's just the way every kind of living thing is.
There's some people that don't think a thing about taking the plow line back and hit him, you know, and swing him like that and cut him hard. And if not, that's some kill the whoop. Well, if you treat one like that, it's hard to get along with.
Well, you can't blame him, can you? You just can't help to think about that. Well, now today, of course, they use those old tractors. Do they have cooperatives around here? Like, you know, say one man has some acres, another man has another one, and then they all go together and buy a tractor, say, and then they take turns about using it. Do they ever do that?
I don't think that's played out with every man. You said some of you're about on the coast, but you miss it. But I won't tell you what to do. Now they don't want to do that. What I was thinking you're going to say, like in a community and everybody's farming, would they join and help each other?
Yeah, well, that is. I was interested in that, too. I know they used to do that up in Tennessee.
Well, they do that. They did that back in those days, but they don't do it now. You got to root.
Just home. Do it all on your own or forget
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that a shame?
That's a shame. Yeah, they used to like you, the farmer. Well, I did. And you ride in the same community. And if you got sick and couldn't break your land, I was a little old fella, but I got in the hip fella breaking land. This fella, Castlin. Live far from home, but we go out there and break up all his land for planting.
Because he was wasn't able to do it, y'all just being good
sick.
Neighbors.
Andrew McCaslin. He got one son I know living now. His name Anthony too. He's a preacher in he's a minister in Mississippi. And we go then break all that old man land, get it ready for planting, and plant it still. But you done cut that out now.
And one time I come back, it's just because people don't care enough about each other.
No, they don't have that love they used to have.
No.
They don't have that dying, respectable love. But if you, long in those times, you had a home, a family, and you got sick and couldn't do it, your family didn't suffer. Be there, women, be there washing, ironing, cooking, cleaning the house.
Well, you know,
and
we lost something, didn't we?
We lost something. Well, we gained it back.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I sure do. I tell you, the people make fun of us having a big family, you know, and sort of sticking together. But I'm hoping that my children are going to get the feeling, you know, that it is important.
It's important. I think a family should stick together. But don't forget what I'm telling you. Remember the head of the house.
Well, I think you're right. I think the family, if the family can sort of help out each other and sort of share with the community, it makes a difference.
It makes a difference, too.
Life is more important when you got friends and people you can count on.
Well, that unity looks like it's dying out among people.
Yeah.
I hope it don't die completely.
Well, this is what, of course, I've been thinking about. Maybe, you know, the camp meeting movement is coming back. People seem like they're getting more to it now. And, you know, coming back. I know up in our part of the country they have, up in Georgia, they have over 100 camp meetings that are going strong right now that I know about.
Well, they had them in Florida too, but it's weakening. And this is the time of year. Of course, a little later.
Yeah, a little bit later, like about the end of July.
They had
August.
Big camp meeting, and everybody would go out there, that camp meeting, sing and pray and preach.
You remember any of the songs they used to sing? Can you think about any of them?
Yeah. And one of them said, give me that old-time religion.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. I'm all the time. I can get up in the morning singing that church, but I can't sing, you know, and I can't.
Give me that old-time religion.
But
it was good in the time of trouble. And add that in there. That was a chorus. Good in the time of trouble.
I love that song. I mean, when you were a child, did they do a lot of that, you know, like
lay-by
time or whatever?
Yeah, they did a lot of that. They used to have camp meetings when I was a child. I wasn't large enough to go.